So, with all that being said, let's go to the key piece of evidence. Stop number 5 on the bus ride, Revelation 17 and 18. The book of Revelation has within it 5 non-chronological parenthetical insertions. The book of Revelation generally will flow chronologically, but there are 5 times when the book will stop, it will pause, it will look backward to where we've come from, and forward to where we're going. And it does this 5 times. It's like taking a hike. When you're hiking up a mountain or hiking up a trail, you're moving chronologically, or you're moving forward, I should say, but then you want to have lunch. So where do you pick for a spot for lunch? You pick somewhere scenic, right? Where you can look back from where you've come from and work forward to where you're going. John does this 5 times in Revelation. And it's typically at the end of a 6th judgment. So at the end of judgment, seal 6, there's a lunch break, as I call it. End of trumpet 6, another lunch break. End of bowl 6, another lunch break. And then there's one at the end of the 7th trumpet and one at the end of the 7th bowl. So when we get into the subject of Babylon, Revelation 17 and 18, we have to understand that this is John's final lunch break. Because what has just happened, according to Revelation 16 verse 19, is Babylon the Great has been destroyed by bowl number 7. So John then, in this lunch break, takes a pause in the action and he says, let's stop for a minute and let's look backward to where we've come from and forward to where we're going. And that's why you get this extended treatment of Babylon in Revelation 17 and 18. Revelation 17 and 18 are an amplification of how Babylon is destroyed. It's an expansion, if you will, of bowl judgment number 7. Babylon, we're told, will be destroyed in 1 hour. Revelation 17 tells us that God is going to use the beast. He's going to put His purpose in the heart of the beast to destroy Babylon. Revelation 18 simply records God destroying the city directly. But 17 tells us He's going to somehow use the beast in the process. And when Babylon falls, heaven rejoices. You see that in Revelation 19 and verses 1 through 6. And what I would want to communicate to you is in Revelation 17 and 18, when it mentions Babylon, Babylon means what? It means Rome. No, that's not right. It means Babylon. And we have good grounds to take it this way because we've had all of these clues leading up to this particular point in time. People say, well, you can't take Babylon literally. Well, why not? You can't take Babylon literally because the title on the harlot's forehead is Mystery Babylon. So F.F. Bruce says, the title was written on her forehead, Mystery, indicated that the name she bears is not to be understood literally, but what? Allegorically. Watch this. Babylon the Great is red, but Rome is meant. That's how most scholars think. They want you to see the word Babylon in Revelation 17, and they want you to mentally substitute the word Rome. Why do they think that? Because of the word mystery in the harlot's title. Look at this chart here very carefully. The record of her title is the way it reads in the KJV and the NIV. Look at the word mystery. You see how it's capitalized? The KJV and the NIV give you the impression that the title on the harlot's forehead is Mystery Babylon, the way F.F. Bruce narrates it for us. But look at the bottom of the screen. That's the NASB. Do you see the word mystery there? Is it capitalized? It's not capitalized. So according to the NASB, mystery is not part of the harlot's title. So do you see why we're all confused on this? One Bible version says one thing, another Bible version says something else. So who's right? Well, I'm using the NASB up here, so I must believe the NASB is right. The term Babylon the Great, I think it's used about five times or so in the book of Revelation. It always means Babylon the Great. Babylon is never called Mystery Babylon. So I think the NASB has it right by not including the word mystery in the harlot's title on her forehead. If it's included, then John is calling her by a title that he never refers to her anywhere else. So what's a mystery? A mystery is a new truth never before revealed. That's a mystery. And what is being said here in Revelation 17 and verse 5 by calling Babylon the Great a mystery is the new truth involved is how this woman is destroyed. John saw this. I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast. What is the mystery is the interaction between the beast, a different character, probably speaking of revived Rome or something like that, and this woman Babylon with the title Babylon the Great on her forehead. How the two interact is the mystery. How the two relate to each other is the mystery. And in fact, it's in Revelation 17 we learn that the beast is going to become jealous of the city of Babylon and destroy it. That is the mystery. That is something that has never been disclosed before in Scripture. So this woman riding the beast and how the beast and the city of Babylon interact is the mystery, something that's never before revealed. This is not meant to say that the title on her head is somehow Mystic Babylon, Mystery Babylon, giving people a license to take Babylon non-literally. Let me ask you a question. As you go through the book of Revelation and you look at geography, is the geography typically literal? Asia, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, the Euphrates River, Armageddon, which is an actual valley in the land of Israel. All of these things are literal. The seven churches are literal. So why would I see the word Babylon here in Revelation 17 and 18 and say, oh, that's not literal? I mean, all the other pieces of geography in this book are literal. Why can't I take Babylon literally? Babylon means Babylon. And when you study the Old Testament, what you'll discover is John is using imagery of literal Babylon from the Old Testament. He talks about this harlot sitting by many waters. That's exactly how the city of Babylon itself is described in Psalm 137, verse 1. She's called Babylon the Great. That's the same terminology that Nebuchadnezzar used to describe Babylon in his day, Daniel 4, verse 30. Revelation 17 and verse 5, the title on her forehead is, what does it say there? Mother of what? Of all harlotry. Revelation 17 verse 5 says, on the forehead was the name a mystery. Here's the title, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. Now everything that we've looked at so far, what's the only historical reference that can qualify to being the mother of all harlotry? The Tower of Babel. Because what happened at the Tower of Babel corrupted everything. Rome is not the mother of all harlotry. Rome is a daughter harlot. She absorbed the mother-child cult. She is not its originator.